Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays. Work on your business today, comfort killers. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. See, our 9-to-5, they're using us, right? They're using us for our time. We are selling our time in our 9-to-5. But what are you doing on the weekends? And what are you doing today? Today is Sunday. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, act better, and live better. How I develop this company is by working on it when I'm not working, when I'm not selling time. So that means the weekends, when I'm off, in the mornings, early mornings. There's really no excuse. Today, I want you to work on your business. And if you don't have a business yet, focus on learning about business. What's a structure? What's an LLC? What's an S corp? What's a C corp? What are taxes? How much are the taxes? How much do I have to pay if I make my thing an LLC? What are business models? Take a course. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a quick nugget. Eat it. I want you to go to edx.org. Go take a whole course, a course from Harvard, a course from Columbia, a course from Wharton Business School. Go take a course in entrepreneurship, because today is the day when those are watching football and binging on Netflix, you will be doing your thing for business. Remember, it's all about developing your entrepreneurial spirit. People are saying, hey, you're either born with it or you're not, but I believe that you can actually develop this spirit, and to do so, you got to be proactive, not reactive. You got to use the time that's available to you. And Sundays, I know you're not doing anything. And if you're listening to this, that's why I kept it short for you guys. That's why it's less than 5 minutes or to 5 minutes where I'm dropping these nuggets, because I really want you to self-develop yourself, because it's all about improving. So whatever you do today, think about it like this. You didn't know it yesterday. You probably didn't know this a minute ago. This is how we use our time. We control time. When it comes to Sunday and we wake up and we knock out physical activity, we knock out a great meal, great breakfast, and we feel energetic, that is not the time to go lay in the couch. That is not the time to go just hang out. It's the time to develop yourself. And today I want you to focus on your business. And listen, if you got a hobby, if you got some passions, you're one step ahead of everyone. I didn't even know what my purpose was. I started 3, 4, 5 companies before until I figured out my purpose. But all those companies that I started before, I learned something to inject in this new thing of mine, in this purposeful thing of mine, and I do it with intent. So even if you go out and fail. Go out and fail at something that you didn't even think that you liked. Go out and fail at something that you thought you liked. Go out and fail at something that you don't even like. The matter is you're going out and failing. The matter is that you're going out there and learning. The deal is to learn, to take things, to build relationships, to build up your skills. Before I started this business, I didn't know what sales was. That's why those other businesses failed. So what I did, I took what I didn't do in those previous businesses of mine, and I applied it, and I said, you know what? I got to put massive action, massive domination behind these tasks. And one of the tasks is sales. So that's what I'm doing. I'm upping my sales strategy. I'm upping my sales knowledge. I'm listening. I'm reading. I'm observing. I'm asking questions. That's what starting a business is. You think that you're going to go jump in a multi-million-dollar industry in a multi-million-dollar business and not fail? No, you're not. You're not. You need to go fail. People are scared of failure, and that's why they don't want to start their business. They like security, and they like to be soft. They like to be weak and cowards, because they say, you know what, don't take risks, just put your risks in a 401k and pray. But I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be dead at 65 trying to live because I just retired. No, at the end of the day, you need to do it now. And Sundays is a perfect day to be focused on your business. And if you don't know what business to focus on, just type in Google, what businesses are great businesses to start? That's it. What businesses are great businesses to start right now? See, I sell soap. I sell soap. We have a soap company. I know nothing other than using it. I knew nothing about the marginal factors of a soap. You know, how to price it, how not to price it, where to build my ads. But by doing it, by jumping into this thing that's so new, I'm learning so much. And it's being valuable to my own improvement, my own intellect. And now I could apply it anywhere. Today is all about your business.